Welcome to Close Up Radio, where our hosts, Doug Llewellyn and Jim Masters, bring you the amazing stories of people who answered the call to unlock their potential and taken control of their own success with authenticity, creativity, persistence, and resilience. Close Up Radio special guests share their knowledge and wisdom so you, the listener, can live the most empowered life possible. Close Up Radio. And now, here's today's host, Jim Masters.
Thanks very much for joining us, everybody. We're live worldwide on the award-winning Close Up Radio, a service of the award-winning Close Up Television Radio. A pleasure to have you with us today. Also a pleasure to continue our exclusive series of conversations with Beth Wolf from BW Global Solutions, top-notch master life coach, third-generation entrepreneur, master idea generator, master solutions creator, and owner of BW Global Solutions. We're going to dig a little deeper in part two of the series on some of the things we covered earlier, but also some new features and new elements of conversation happening on this next 30-minute conversation, so stay with us. You know, through her coaching work, Beth helps us dig deep to explore and elevate self-expression, which is so important. This is accomplished in her unique seven different dimensions of wellness, health, life, and business, which we touched upon last week. The first dimension, of course, is the physical, meaning we all desire to experience optimal health, and it starts with that nutritious diet and plenty of rest. The second one, of course, as a reminder for you or for new listeners joining us today, emotional is the second one, because being self-aware of our authentic feelings is critical as well. Beth also says the third one is spiritual dimension, and how by identifying our own fundamental purpose in life, we can embrace love and joy and peace, fulfillment, and reach our highest potential. The fourth, social, enabling us to skillfully, effectively interact with others. The fifth, intellectual, deeply ponder and learn from life. The sixth, of course, our concerns, environmental health, since our well-being has a profound impact on the environment. Seventh being the dimension is occupational, for a career or business, focusing on building healthy habits personally and professionally. Ultimately, according to Beth, what really matters are all in these seven dimensions, everything that we are talking about today. She says, our action is manifested from our very own souls, hearts, and feelings. What if we could allow ourselves to be a loving expression in the world for one another? The potential of this loving expression is limitless for our world and the souls that are here. Beth is here to help you do that and to embrace all the possibilities of a brighter future. Her website is www.bethwolf.com. That's BethWolfe.com. We'll mention it again during the course of the show. But it's my pleasure to welcome her. Actually, normally from Washington State, but she's actually on location, on assignment in beautiful Arizona today for part two of our Close Up Radio series here on the program. Beth, welcome back to Close Up Radio. It's a pleasure to have you with us today.
Super excited to be with you today, too, Jim. Thanks for inviting me for part two. Excited to hang out and chat with you for the next 30 minutes.
Absolutely, and as you can see and have already experienced, these half hours go by in a New York minute. We really get into some good chat and conversation, and then boom, it wraps up quick. So we'll dive in quick for our audience. I would love to know, I'd love to find out what motivates, drives our guests, even just people in general. It's something, you know, the why is a very big thing for me because I like to feel things. So the why leads me to then connect and feel things. And as far as the why, tell us about some of the reasons why you decided to go into this kind of work and some of the inspirations that have come your way in your own life's journey, pointing you in the direction of doing this incredible coaching work early on for you.
Yeah. You know, the why for me is when I was younger, I was a very vibrant kid and very expressive, and sometimes through our experiences in our lives and our parents doing the great job and the environments that we're in, that expression gets turned down and our greatness gets turned down. And I noticed over the years as I was growing up that I wasn't fully aware of it and couldn't articulate it like I am today, but I was basically shutting down more and more of Beth's greatness. And, you know, ultimately that was my why. I felt like I was pretty much living maybe half of my life or a quarter of my life. And what I mean by that is I was living my life for a lot of other people. Sometimes in our cultures, we're influenced by what life should look like in the United States, and we're not necessarily aware that we're even turning down our own authenticity. And so it was being married, serving my kids, which I enjoyed, but what I found is I wasn't really unleashing my own expression and my own greatness. And so as I completed a 25-year marriage and really found that I had, I just hadn't paid attention to my own desires and what I wanted to put out into the world. So that became my biggest why, is how can I unleash my greatness? How can I unlock it and bring it into the world? And that's probably one of my biggest reasons why I'm doing what I'm doing today as far as coaching and serving people, is I became my first client as how to do that with myself and for myself. And it took an outward journey as well as an inward journey, and we can go into that a little bit more if you'd like to.
Yeah. Tell us about that. It really does require the outward and the inward. First, if you can define what that is. Sometimes when people think of, you know, the outward, they're just thinking of physical appearance and how we're caring for ourselves. How do you define the outward and the inward and how it has worked for you?
The outward to me in defining that is, you know, as I completed a 25-year marriage, the outward journey is, well, what's next? What's next in the world for me? What am I going to do for a living? As I came out of this, I was in a lot of emotional pain. I was alone. I was lost. And really, almost for the last 5 years of the marriage, I felt very suicidal. There was many times that I came close to, you know, why do I even want to stay on this earth anymore? And I can remember a vision of just seeing, you know, I don't want my daughters looking down at my coffin. And that ignited me and rose me up to begin to ask myself the question, what would I really love to express in this world? And, you know, my 35 plus years as a board certified athletic trainer, and I've traveled the world, and Doug and I talked about that in our previous interview. There still was this very inner voice in me that I wanted to give greater to the world. And so it's always been an inspirational teacher. It's like I knew that when I was a little girl. And so my outward journey was basically I started flying to many different places in the United States searching for a coaching institute that would really serve me. And I found one and became certified, but there was that outward journey of how do I really want to express myself to not only my clients, but also to my family and friends. So that was part of the outward journey. It wasn't so much about how I looked. It was more about the collaboration and contribution I wanted to give to the world around me.
Which is really important, you know, and to when you're bringing that in that way, it's really glorious, isn't it, when you start to embark on it and then you're touching lives through your passion for what you love to do. It's in your DNA. Like, you couldn't not do this work, right? You have to do this work.
Right. I do. And people come to me in deep, deep pain, you know, or they're just it comes down to they feel they're not enough or they've failed in some way, and there's all these histories and perceptions that we're taking in, and if you just picture being braided up in a knot, and we're so contracted around our past that we don't even know how to unwind ourselves. And Now, that takes me to unwinding myself inwardly, because I was exactly that. I was bound up tight and didn't even really remember who Beth was and what she loved. And so part of my inward journey and exploring is I went to Tulum, Mexico, and I went on this retreat, and I went into a sweat lodge. Have you ever done a sweat lodge jam experience?
Yeah. Right.
So, you know, the shaman is there, and we went into this sweat lodge experience, and you're in there for about 3 hours, and you're all closed in, and they bring in very hot rocks, and you go through this incredible transformational process. And I didn't realize that it was really going to be the rebirthing of me. I was intrepid about doing it. I actually felt claustrophobic because there was only about 6 of us that could fit in this volcanic dome, and it's completely shut off. It's pitch black. It doesn't serve you to even open your eyes because you can't see anything anyways. So it's a very inward journey. And, you know, the heat became absolutely my body thought was unbearable. So it required me to go even deeper within myself and shut out my physical senses. And as the heat came down and I literally crawled out on my hands and knees from that experience, there was a rebirthing for me and a shutting off of the history of that I'm not enough to my parents or my family or my spouse or even my 2 daughters. And as I, you know, rose up from being on all 4s and looking at the starry sky in Tulum, Mexico, and, you know, just hearing the waves of the Caribbean Sea, and I just had this newfound that I am love, I am peace, I am unity, and I am extremely valuable. And that is really my ultimate passion for every one of my clients or anyone that comes into BW Global Solutions, is that they have that experience as well, to remember that they're love, they're peace, they're unity, and they matter, and they're very valuable to our world.
That is fantastic. You know, there's something created that I think we should really delve into out of all of this passion that you have for your work, Platinum Life University. That sounds really intriguing. Tell us about Platinum Life University, what it actually represents, and some of the work that you do through the incredible opportunity.
Yeah, it was really, I want to say that it was a download from the universe of creating a university that is really real wisdom for real people in real action. And it's in its infancy right now, and it's a virtual university that is really serving the legacy of people living a life in full expression. So I have courses on there like Transform Your Stress to Bliss. I love that. A lot of times we think that stress is bad, but really by definition, stress is just simply a response to a demand that's being put into our life. It doesn't mean that it has to be always bad. So I love bringing courses like that to the arena, and I am working on a lot of other courses that are going to be coming out of there. Another one is Go for Your Goals from Your Soul. A lot of times we go for our goals from external influence, and I love people to dive deep and reach within themselves and come from their soul. So this is on its way to being launched, and I'm working on it right now as we speak.
What is the ultimate goal? Tell us, like for people that are listening that are saying, you know, I love this idea. What is your hope for those who participate in it in terms of what they will get from it? It sounds really exciting.
Yeah, it really, I want to invite people on a quest. Our education system has its limits due to, you know, many constraints from our government and how they need to meet things. And my hope is that people enter into Platinum Life University to really, of all ages and cultures is my intention, that they're there to discover, they're there to develop and deliver their own clarity and capabilities and capacities for life, that they're invited to explore and elevate and expand their greatness into the world that is really outside kind of the normal education systems and universities. So that's my intention, is really for it to be a quest for people to find out more about themselves and then, again, being an extraordinary asset to their community, their family, and that they feel like they're making a difference because they know more about themselves than they can give more to their community. And it's just this great, I don't know if you've ever heard of the law of circulation, but it just creates this amazing circulation that can happen in people's lives.
That is so important, what you just said. It really is, because it gives you an opportunity to sort of understand yourself a little bit better, right? One of the things that I know you talk about, which I'm a Libra, so I'm all about this. I'm actually about striving for both and hoping to create both for the world. Harmonizing and balancing. We're definitely known for attempting to find balance and harmony. From your perspective, I love this thought of harmonizing, differing from balancing our lives. Sometimes we think of the balance and the harmony sort of go hand in hand, and in many respects they do, and it's beautiful when you have both sort of sailing nicely along with each other, but there are differences a little bit, right? Tell us a little more about that. I find that fascinating.
There is, and you know, because I come from such an athletic background, I'm very familiar, if you think about balance for a body, you know, if we're in any kind of sporting event, or, you know, probably one that would highlight the most is a gymnast on a balance beam. To balance on that little 4-inch wide balance beam takes an amazing amount of focus and energy to have that kind of balance happening, and it takes training. And so at times, you know, if we look at it in contrast to our body is always looking for a balance of homeostasis of what's inside the cell, what's outside the cell, and that is a nice dance and flow within our body. But sometimes I think that it's come to us as human beings that we have this work-life balance, and that if it's out of balance, it's bad. And so what I love to propose to my clients is, what if we just kind of set that aside? It's still there at the level of fact, but what if we introduce that we are in harmony? We're in harmony with those seven dimensions. It's like creating a symphony. We have a wave of notes that will go up and down. We may be putting a little bit more emphasis in one dimension than the other, but it doesn't mean that, you know, we're failing in life because maybe we have less of a social life because right now we're putting it a little bit more into diving into this inward spiritual experience. Because when I went on a lot of inward journeys just 3 years ago, it was all about myself. I was just totally focused. And so I was creating this harmony with those seven dimensions. And it's fun. It's creative. I like to use the words that, you know, when you're creating a song, there's sharps and flats in it. And that you have a good time while you're doing it too, where balance, that's like some real focused energy, and sometimes it's not always fun. So I like to introduce to the world that, what if we were living a life in full expression that was harmonized? Sounds pretty cool to me.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. Almost makes me think of that song, I'd Like to Teach the World to Sing in Perfect Harmony. Remember that?
Oh, yeah, that's been
very
good
popular
one.
Song.
Bring that up.
Yes,
yeah.
It was popular song and then also became so popular, Coca-Cola used it in all of its advertising back in the 70s. It was, and people still, when you hear it, makes you feel good. You know, obviously there are different things that you bring to the table from your own personal life journey, your own experiences, your own passions, your own love of people and understanding of emotional intelligence and empathy and kindness and really being a good listener. You know, we're in a time now where everybody's doing all the talking and talking and talking, and it's either this side versus that side, and people don't want to balance and harmonize and come together. Everybody's over here or over there, and that's that. But you, like I do, like to bring people together and find, you know, common ground to create some of that harmonious way of thinking and balance. With all of that, what are some of the other things that make you stand out, some of the things that you bring to the table that might be unique for your clients? Because there's a lot of people out there doing all kinds of work, but, you know, you're Beth Wolf, and you bring, you know, a unique perspective to what you do and how you approach it with your clients.
Well, thanks for asking, Jim. I appreciate that. And probably one of my number one gifts is I am an ultimate visionary. Oh, my goodness. I can see the invisible visible in my brain already, and I can feel it, and I can paint the picture for my clients. They'll come to me and say, you know, they'll focus on the experiences that they don't like, and my question is, well, what would you love? What would you like to express? And as they begin to give me little clues of that, I have an incredible talent of a lot of evocative questions, open-ended questions that we just really paint the picture and burst that out of them. And my visionary skills are extraordinary. I think they really are basically one of my superpowers, if we want to call it that. And another thing is I have an innate ability to see the strategy. And I really can be really clear on what it will take to just clear the path for the person, like not this way, that way. And like I mentioned with Doug, I don't tell my clients what I'm seeing because I want them to discover the greatness that's already in them. So I'll use, again, really great questions that if they, like one of my favorite authors is Neville Goddard, coming from the wish fulfilled and the feeling, and asking the client, well, if you were already experiencing that in your life, what would it feel like? What would it look like? What would be a day in your life if we were already doing that? And I love helping people with their self-love and their self-belief through that kind of thing. And then another cool strength I have is just being incredibly a relator. I deeply seek to understand the client's feelings and their goals and their fears and their doubts. As I mentioned in my own story, you know, I've been through an extreme amount of loss in my life, and there is always a life breathing us that can rise us up out of that. And I think I create an incredible safe, nurturing field for them to express themselves and discover. And then another thing I really love to bring to the table is edifying people. There's one of the laws of the universe that talks about being a person of increase. And so when people come into my presence, it is my utmost endeavor and love that they leave feeling even more increased. And then finally, I'm an achiever. Oh my goodness. My list is long. I could, as an entrepreneur, there's always something on my docket of the next level that I'd love to go. And I just have an incredible internal fire in me that holds an energetic space for my clients to just practice their next level of greatness. And, you know, together we might laugh, we might cry, we might be embracing. And I just onboarded a brand new client, and a lot of times I see people, they're so in their heads. And as a master idea generator, it came to me to just grab my client's hands and have her close her eyes, and for us to just go deep within and hug that little child in her and find that divine bliss. And we spent just a few moments together, and she opened her eyes and she's like, I've never felt that kind of peace before. And it was just, I love doing that. That just was beautiful. And she really learned to love herself in that moment and could feel that love. So those are some of my superpowers that I love to bring to people's lives and help them live in their life in full expression.
That is fantastic. That really is great. You know, that you shared that in such detail. I really appreciate that. We have maybe about 2 minutes left, but can you maybe squeeze in, is there a success story as well that has come to mind that maybe you'd like to share with us, where somebody you worked with was sort of at point A and you got them to point B through your work?
Yeah. Oof. There's lots of good ones. You know what? I'm working with a very unique man right now that actually is 40 years old. He's had a lot of heart conditions, and he currently has a left ventricle assisted device, which means that he is alive due to external batteries. And he came to me, and I like to do a charitable thing, and so all my coaching is free for him. And we are getting him, his mind and his body and his fitness, ready for a heart transplant that is coming this year. And we have already done incredible transformation in his thinking. Just like epigenetics, it's really important that we are creating a loving environment for our body. And so I am thrilled that he has already began to transform his thoughts and his feelings about himself. He's even more fit. We're getting him ready for that new heart transplant here coming up.
That's beautiful. That is really, talk about life-changing, life-altering in such a positive way. I will encourage folks to go to the website, bethwolfe.com. That's BETHWOLFE.com. Beth truly is, as you can hear, a compassionate and affable person, top-notch master life coach, third-generation entrepreneur, master idea generator, master solutions creator, and owner and creator of BW Global Solutions. Beth, this was really fantastic. Thanks for joining us on Close Up Radio for this series, and looking forward to more conversations with you down the line and exploring and digging deeper as you know, we work to harmonize and balance out the world in our unique ways. And I hope you enjoyed the time with me as much as I absolutely have with you.
I certainly did. You guys are so fun. It's an honor to be on Close Up Radio, and I thank you for inviting me on the show. Really appreciate it. Had a great time with you, Jim.
Oh, I appreciate that as well, and we look forward to more. You're the best. Thank you, Beth. Again, folks, go to the website, explore it, check it out, connect with Beth. Extraordinary. Mm-hmm. She's very passionate about what she does, and she truly cares, which is important. www.bethwolfe.com is the website. This is your host, Jim Masters, thanking you for your time this time till next time, and inviting you to stay right there. I'll be back momentarily with another amazing guest right here for you on Close Up Radio. Till then, for all of us, have a terrific day. Thanks for listening, and bye for now.
You have been listening to a broadcast from Close Up Radio, a division of Close Up Television Incorporated. For more information about our show and to be considered for future broadcasts, please visit closeuptelevision.com. You may also learn about us on social media and listen to us on podcast and internet radio. Thank you for joining us, and we hope that you have an empowered and productive day.